I think I've already said something about the gospel reading, but you'll notice on the in our theme today, there is a notion of communication. And I just want to tell you a bit about me. When I was ordained in Liverpool in 1970, now that will get you all counting. I worked in a very inner city parish, and in that parish context was a group of people called the Franciscans. And as my time went on, I became aware in my own thinking that perhaps I ought to join the Franciscan community and be a friar or be a monk. And so I did. I didn't last very long, simply because I had a tension between being a parish priest and also being a monk. And it worked out that I was 51% parish priest and 49% one. And that's a tension that I've had to deal with for the whole of my life. But while I was in the community, I'll tell you a story about one of our brothers, Benedict. He was a super guy, and everybody really loved him. And part of being in community was you had to be ready to preach. Now, for Benedict, it was something difficult. He didn't know what to do. He was a bit terrified. And so the first day that he was preaching, he went into the pulpit. And he looked at all his brothers and said, "Hands up if anybody knows what I'm going to preach about today." And nobody put their hand up. And he said, "And neither do I." So he went back to his place in choir. The following morning, the superior, we'll call him the abbot, a lovely man, a very kind man, and very generous in everything, called Benedict and said to Benedict, "Benedict, I'm sorry, but that really won't do. If you want to be a member of the Franciscan order and be part of our life, you have to be able to preach. You have to be ready to communicate the gospel." So he said, "I'll give you another chance." And as Christmas was coming, the superior thought, "That will be a good time for me to ask Benedict to preach." And so as Christmas Day came, so Benedict was about to preach. He went into the pulpit, bearing in mind it was Christmas. There was all sorts of things that he could have said. Babies, angels, shepherds, kings. And so he looked at his brothers and he said, "Hands up all those who know what I'm going to preach about today at Christmas. Everybody's hand went up. So he said, oh, well, if you know, it's no use me telling you. And so he walked back to his place. The following morning, the superior came and said to Benedict, you've done it, haven't you? You've really sort of, what shall I do? We all love you. You're so very good. You're super at hospitality. Whenever the doorbell rings, you're always there. You're there to help with the distribution of food. You're there so that people might come and talk only to you because you've got a great gift. You can listen and you're non-judgmental. We don't want to lose you, but you have to be ready to preach. I'll give you another chance. You know where I'm going. And Benedict went into the pulpit. And he looked at his brothers and said, hands up, all those who know what I'm going to preach about today. Half of them put their hands up, and the other half didn't. Oh, well, those who know, tell those who don't. And off he went back to his place in choir. The following morning, the superior came to him and said, Benedict, that was the best sermon I've ever heard for a long, long time. Those who know, tell those who don't. And that is a message for each and every one of us. We know about Jesus. We know about his death. We know about his resurrection. We know about his new life. And we too have to be ready to tell others about all of that. But not only to communicate in word, but also in deed. Remember those words of Jesus, love. Love one another. And by the action of love, we can communicate in a very forceful, strong, and meaningful way about what Jesus means to us and the world in which he has called us to serve. Benedict stayed, by the way. I think that's all I need to say. Perhaps a bit of food for thought.